The conflict in Iran and the Gulf region continues to spread, and the fallout is having effects beyond the Middle East. At the United Nations, Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the Security Council that the attacks broke the UN Charter. In Geneva, a spokesperson for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Ravina Shamdasani, spoke of the reported deadly attack on an Iranian girls' school.
I mean, children, little girls, in the middle of the school day, at the beginning of the school day, being killed in this manner, backpacks with, you know, blood stains on them. This is absolutely horrific. And I think if there's any image that captures the essence of the destruction, despair, and senselessness and cruelty of this conflict, those are the images.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says the war is putting humanitarian supply lines across the Middle East under increasing strain. The World Food Programme's regional director, Samer Abdeljaber, says tensions in the Red Sea and the Strait of Hormuz are driving up costs and delaying deliveries.
With seas contest and airspace closing, we're looking at adapting and relying our suppliers and use our supplier networks in other countries like Turkey, like Egypt, like Jordan and Pakistan to support overland corridors. And Egypt ports and Suez Canal are still functioning, and that is a key hub for us to support our operation in Gaza, but also in Sudan.
With fighting now also escalating in Lebanon, evacuations and airstrikes there have pushed some 30,000 people into shelters. But the disruptions from the war go even beyond that. The war has shown divisions among Western allies. President Donald Trump blasted the United Kingdom, and especially Spain, which denied the use of its bases for the attacks on Iran. Trump spoke to reporters during a meeting at the White House.
And now Spain actually said that we can't use their bases, and that's all right. We could use their base if we want. We could just fly in and use it. Nobody's going to tell us not to use it.
He announced an economic punishment for Spain.
So we're going to cut off all trade with Spain. We don't want anything to do with Spain.
That's a complicated move. Spain is a member of the European Union, 27 nations that trade as a bloc. So cutting trade with Spain would create tension with the other EU members. And there's more tension within the U.S., where the war has sparked debate and division. Opinion polls show the war being unpopular. In Congress, opinion is divided. Republicans are largely, though not uniformly, supportive of the war. Many Democrats, less so. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries urged Congress to act on a war powers resolution.
This is a matter of the utmost significance that the framers understood would perhaps be the most important decision that members of Congress would make. And in fact, they decided that in our system, they don't want a king-like figure being able to unilaterally decide to send American men and women to war. That's why in Article 1 of the Constitution, this power was explicitly given to the Congress. And it's now the Congress's responsibility to go on record, because Donald Trump has unconstitutionally and illegally chosen to launch a war.
Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia is on the Armed Services Committee, and he says he represents a pro-military state.
The question that Virginians and I think Americans are asking is, haven't we learned anything? Haven't we learned anything from 25 years in the wars in the Middle East? More than 14,000 U.S. troops and contractors killed, more than 65,000 troops and contractors injured, hundreds of thousands of civilian deaths, $8.2 trillion that could have been spent here at home, spent in wars in the Middle East, and what did we get out of it? That's what my military state is asking me.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.